About 24 people testified before Idaho's Senate State Affairs Committee against the bill to evict Occupy Boise. After listening to public comments, committee members raised concerns of their own. Majority Leader Bart Davis, a Republican from Idaho Falls, admits when he first saw the Occupy Boise tents, he was troubled by it.
But that's part of what they're trying to suggest, is that I should be troubled by it. We may disagree with what the solutions are, but that's healthy. That's part of the public dialogue.
Davis says he'd like to change the bill's handling of personal property as litter once protesters are evicted. He joined all committee members but one in voting to send the bill to the full Senate for amendments. Minority Caucus Leader Michelle Stennett, a Democrat from Ketchum, voted against amendments because she opposes the bill in any form.
I seriously think that when we quiet what we don't want to hear in any form, that we open up a space for being quieted when we do want to be heard. And so I cannot support any motion on this bill.
Now the bill heads to the Senate floor. There, any state senator can suggest amendments. Another change that's possible is deletion of an emergency clause. As written, the bill would take effect immediately once the governor signs it into law. Without the clause, the law would take effect July 1st. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.